My final reflection is on the expansion of the Eugene O'Neill Festival, which I was part of for the 13 years I worked at the site. What was a long weekend of four performances when I arrived turned into three weekends and an international connection by the time I left. Artistic director Eric Fraser-Hayes built a legacy of outstanding performances and memorable moments at the Old Theater. Whether it was Long Day's Journey into Night, Moon for the Misbegotten, or The Hairy Ape, there was never a more appropriate backdrop than the old barn, using the site to inspire the audience to come back for more. From moderately attended events at the start to sold-out performances as productions grew, bringing more visitors to learn about and be inspired by O'Neill's legacy was always the goal. I will always remember the first time we left the light on in O'Neill's study to give a little extra nod to the actual place it all began. When I came to Dow House in 2008, I was not sure I was going to find my own connection to O'Neill in a meaningful way. By the time I left in 2021, to this day, I am truly inspired by what O'Neill was able to accomplish, but even more inspired by the Eugene O'Neill Foundation's tenacity and dedication to keeping the legacy of Eugene O'Neill alive.